Today we begin the 200th anniversary celebrations of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And we hear in the gospel, right before Christ ascended into the glory of heaven, he sent his apostles to go out and to establish the church and to bring the message of salvation to all nations. And for 200 years, that has been going on in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. And I think it's powerful just to reflect upon everything that's happened in the past 200 years in our diocese. You know, thousands of priests and religious have given their lives in service to the church. You know, millions of masses have been offered to feed the people and to nourish them with the Word of God and with the Eucharist. You know, countless millions of people have had their sins forgiven and their souls brought back to life in the sacrament of confession and anointing of the sick. You know, souls are restored to life and the mercy of God has been poured out upon people. You know, countless young people have been educated in our school system and instructed in the faith by faithful parents and catechists. You know, so many of the needy have been fed through St. Vincent de Paul and other charitable programs. Prisoners have been ministered to. Orphans have been cared for and adopted. You know, the Catholic Church is the most powerful force for good in our world. And we have a lot to celebrate, and we're blessed to be a part of the Archdiocese as it enters into its third century of history. And the church not only does good in the world, but the church is God's instrument of salvation. The church is the bridge between us and heaven. And as we reflect upon the ascension today, you know, as Jesus Christ ascended in glory, well, how do we get there? We get there through the church. And so we're blessed to be a part of the church. I was at the priesthood ordinations yesterday down in Cincinnati, and I was speaking with the priest briefly before Mass, and he asked me what was going on, and I told him, well, tomorrow we're starting the anniversary celebrations with Mass at the Fatima Shrine. And he said to me that he knew of this Muslim man who was talking to another individual, and he found out that that individual was Catholic. And the Muslim man said to the Catholic, he said, "It's your fault that there isn't peace in the world." And the Catholic said, "You know, how is that my fault? What are you talking about?" And the Muslim man said, "When the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared at Fatima, she asked Catholics throughout the world to pray the rosary every day for peace in the world. And you didn't do it. She didn't ask that of any other religion, and only Catholics have the rosary." I thought that was an interesting perspective. You know, many of the Muslims do have a devotion to Fatima because of the role of Fatima within the Muslim faith as well. But I think he makes an interesting point. When the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to three shepherd children in Portugal in 1917, she revealed to these children a number of things. First, that God was deeply offended by the sins of humanity. That we were offending the Lord in terrible ways. And that if we didn't repent and do penance, great darkness would spread across the world. She predicted that if we didn't convert, World War II. She predicted a massive persecution of the church, which came to pass. She predicted the future assassination attempt, which came to pass with John Paul II. And she predicted the spread of the errors of Russia. And at the time, Russia was a Christian nation. But she predicted that the spread of communism through Russia and the effect that the spread of communism would have as it moved throughout the world. But the other thing that she said was that in the end, it would be her immaculate heart that would triumph. And she asked, in order to stop the spread of communism, the most evil and perverse system ever devised by humanity that has created untold amounts of suffering and evil in the world, she gave us the anecdote to communism. And she said, "Consecrate Russia to my immaculate heart." That is what would conquer communism in Russia and prevent all of these evils. And it was eventually done. It was done too late, while much of the damage had already been done. But I think it's interesting for us to recognize Mary's central role in victory. You know, we celebrate today the ascension, the victory of Jesus Christ as he ascended body and soul into the glory of heaven. Well, what is God's plan? How is it that we come to victory? And what Mary revealed is that it's through devotion to her Immaculate Heart, and in particular, the consecration to Mary. Why is that? Well, I think part of it is because Mary is the greatest enemy that God has ever raised up against Satan in the kingdom of darkness. And we see that right from the beginning of salvation history in Genesis 3, when God said that he would put enmity between the woman and between the serpent, and that it was her seed that would crush the serpent's head. All the way to the book of Revelation at the end of Scripture, when it speaks of the serpent attacking the woman who gave birth to the male child. So from the beginning to the end of salvation history, we see that Mary is central to the battle between good and evil. Satan refused to serve. He said, "I will not serve." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." Mary is the Immaculate Conception. The Holy Spirit dwells within her in a powerful way. And she has been given a very important role in salvation history. What are the effects of devotion to Mary? Well, when we consecrate ourselves to Mary, we begin to assimilate her virtues. Consecration is a way that we give ourselves over in a way that allows Mary to work on us and to transform us. And what are the benefits to that? Well, first of all, Mary is our spiritual mother. And a mother loves each and every one of her children individually, no matter how many children she has. And one of the problems in our world today is that people haven't experienced the love of God. And a relationship to Mary enables us to encounter our spiritual mother who loves us intimately and deeply in a way that many people have never experienced. And she then takes that love and brings us to Jesus Christ. Devotion to Mary is a powerful way of helping people to overcome the wounds and the pain that they experience within themselves and to leading them to Jesus Christ. And so we should never underestimate the power of devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she helps to transform us and to build in us the same love that she has for her son, Jesus Christ. She enables us to enter into that more deeply. And so by devotion to Mary, that never takes us away from Christ. We should never be afraid of Marian devotion or never be timid. But it's important for us to recognize that it's Marian devotion that brings us into relationship with Jesus Christ. It leads us to the ascension. The fastest and the surest way of our participation in the ascension is through devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. When St. Maximilian Kolbe wanted to convert the whole world to Jesus Christ, he was seeking a way to do that, and he found it in consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so he founded an army, the Immaculata, an army dedicated to the consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Sister Lucia was one of the three Fatima children who received this revelation. And she said that the final battle between Satan and the church would be over the family. We are in the midst of the final battle right now. The battle that's going on over the family, over the institution of marriage, over the sacredness of the family unit, of the sacredness of human life. That battle that we're fighting right now is the final battle between Christ and Satan. And so our parents are in a critical role in that battle. And so, you know, I encourage our parents first to be open to the gift of life. Life is beautiful. God loves life. And there's no greater gift that a family, that mothers and fathers can give than the gift of life. And to actively teach the faith to our children. It's the primary responsibility of parents to instill the faith in children. And I encourage our parents not to get discouraged either. because I know our families are under a lot of stress. It seems like there's 100 different things to do. More and more, there's multiple, two parents working and trying to raise their children as well. Oftentimes, homes are in chaos, chores aren't getting done, but never underestimate the good that you're doing. We have some phenomenal parents in our parishes who are doing a lot of good. And the important thing is not to get every little detail perfect, but just to keep our priorities right. You know, don't worry about preparing kids to make a lot of money. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about, you know, striving to make sure our kids get in the best college. That's secondary. Don't worry about making sure our kids are incredible athletes. That's not the most important thing. The one mission of our parents is the mission that Jesus Christ gives us in the first reading today. Receive the Holy Spirit and be witnesses to the ends of the earth. The one thing that we need to focus on in our families is making sure that our children are taught the faith and grow as disciples and become saints. And so if our families pray the rosary together, go to Mass, and go to confession, those are the primary responsibilities. Let everything else fall where it will. But just make sure we get those three in place. But make no mistake, you know, our families are in the middle of the final battle, and families are central to that battle. And so I encourage you to be strong, keep your priorities and focus in the right place, and consecrate your families to the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is the final battle, and with Mary's help, we will be triumphant. Jesus Christ ascended to the heights of heaven, and he is seated right now at the right hand of the Father. Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is what's going to lead us there as well. If we allow the Immaculate Heart of Mary to triumph in ourselves and in our families, she will bring us to the final victory.